Chiefswood Park and Six Nations Development Corporation are set to host the Six Nations Fall Festival happening this Saturday, October 1st, from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. There's going to be quite a bit of vendors and different events going on throughout the day. And so here to talk to me about the festival is Alicia Filer, Public Relations Specialist for Chiefswood Park. So thank you for joining me this morning, Alicia.
Good morning. How are you?
Not bad. I wanted to start by asking about the excitement everybody from Chiefswood Park has to be holding this event and bringing it back to the community to enjoy.
Yeah, we're really excited to bring it back. We have been planning it for a little while now. It is being put on in collaboration with SNGRDC as well as Chiefswood Park. We've both taken on different roles, and we're really excited to see everyone come out for it.
And are you expecting a big turnout? I noticed quite a bit of RSVPs already on Facebook, so obviously the word has been getting out for this event pretty well.
Yeah, we've had a lot of really great feedback. A lot of people seem very excited. We've got free admission, so I mean, that's a big draw for people to come on out. We've got lots of local vendors that are going to be there. It's free admission, but the first 200 people who bring a food bank donation will receive a free bag at the start of the event, as well as we're taking cash donations for two fundraisers, actually. So cash donations at the gate will be going to the OSTTC Longhouse Rebuild Fund, and cash donations in the park are going towards cultural programming at Chiefswood Park.
And do you just want to go into a little bit more detail about why you picked those causes to donate back to and why it was important Chiefswood Park wanted to give back to those?
We just want to rebuild culture within our community. The Longhouse burning down was, it was a really hard hit for everybody here, and we're excited to see it we're excited to see the rebuilding fund happening, and we just want to contribute to that any way we can. With the cultural programming at the park, we're really working to bring more traditional programming such as crafts, basket making, beading workshops. We've got yoga, salve, and tea making, medicine walks, so many more, and we're planning even more for next year. It's Shauna actually at the park who is planning all of these amazing events. And we're looking to make it more accessible for community members specifically. So right now, all of the money goes towards the people who come in to do these workshops, the workshop hosts, and we don't want to take away from that, but we want it to be accessible for everyone. So by bringing in these donations, it'll make the cost go down significantly for our community members.
And you talked about bringing up the cultural programming throughout the park. I noticed that you guys have also been spotlighting a lot of your vendors from the festival on social media. And obviously, a lot of those are local artists and businesses. So how important was that to have local vendors to come to this event and for you to be able to spotlight and show off their work locally?
Very important. We are looking for any avenue we can for local vendors to come out and sell their work. We have, I'm actually with the Development Corporation. So Shauna is at the park and she manages the local events there. And we are working together. So we, at the Development Corporation, we have a program called Community Collaborators, and it is a partnership project. So we partner with OPG on investment projects, and they sponsor this program. So all of the rides that will be there, we're going to have a small midway. Everything like that has been funded by the Community Collaborators program. And we're looking to just bring back to the community as much, give back to the community, sorry, as much as we can. And bringing in local vendors is one way that we are excited to do that. We're hosting the Winter Festival as well. We did it last year. It was a huge hit. This year it's going to be 2 days rather than one because it was so popular. And any avenue we have to bring back the vendors, we're happy to do so.
And with the Winter Festival only being one day last year, obviously I think that was a little bit with COVID-19. And now that restrictions have been eased, how important is it to be able to offer these types of events for the community, for them to get out and enjoy these type of things?
It's very important. I know that a lot of people missed being together. They missed going out to these events. Everywhere I go, I'm hearing people go, it's so nice to see people again, go out to events again, participate in regular social activities. Everyone is just so happy to be doing it again that the more we can put on, the more people can come out. And yeah.
And just before I get you out of here, do you have a favorite event that you're maybe looking forward to this Saturday?
Oh, there are so many. The Pie in the Face fundraiser, I'm really excited for. Chief Hill will be there first thing in the morning at 11 a.m. for the Pie in the Face. It's $5 per pie, and all of that money is going directly to the cultural programming at Chiefswood Park. We're going to have Matt Jamieson there in the afternoon. We'll have counselors, and we have other volunteers still coming in. So if anybody wants to, I am happy to add you to the list.
I definitely think that that event in particular will definitely be a big hit. Thank you again, Alicia, for doing this. I'm excited for the event, and it seems like the excitement is definitely carrying over throughout the community as well. So good luck with everything in the next couple of days, and hopefully everything is very successful.
Thank you for having me.
That was Alicia Filer for Chiefswood Park. The Fall Festival is happening this weekend, Saturday, October 1st, from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m.